I am Alexander Marigold, Professor of Architecture at Cornell University.
I'm Maria Park, Associate Professor in the College of Architecture, Art and Planning.
My name is Chris Earls. I'm a professor in the School of Civil and Environmental Engineering.
So IQLI is, well, it's in a nutshell, it's a pavilion on Governors Island made up of deconstructed, reconstructed, upcycled grain bins, which have been procured from a farmer, and they're about 40 years old at this point. We put this proposal together that included the use of these grain bins in a way that they're not designed to be used, with the idea that after, 6 months on island, they would come back to upstate New York. And the idea for this house is to make it, you know, an affordable, low-income sort of thing, and try to build at least a prototype and see if we can make a serial production out of that.
That, you know, there are so many different things that could be possibilities with this Oculi project. My specific role here is as an artist, setting up the conditions in which this sort of engagement with the viewer is supposed to take place. So it's not just sort of an architectural construction, but there's some sort of way that you're cued to engage with the work.
In Alex's original plan, the silos were elevated on slender columns, almost like stilts. And so as a structural engineer, my concern was twofold. One, these are relatively heavy and they would be suspended over people's heads. And the second is they're essentially parachutes. And Governor's Island is a highly wind susceptible environment. And so hurricanes pass through and so forth. And so this is a very important thing to consider with this unique configuration of circular rings elevated above visitors.
So for the last 10 years, we've been working on stuff from about the last 100 years, because otherwise it takes 10,000 years to decompose. So there's like this kind of powers of 10 that comes into play. We looked at what the grain bins, how they're made, and they're made in actually a fairly ingenious way. And we just asked ourselves, well, what else can this thing be?
Grain silos themselves have an integrity because they are cylinders that are of a certain height with roofs, and they're filled with grain. And so now we're taking just a ring element out with no grain to hold the sides and no roof to maintain the form. And we're going to combine multiple of these elements, these ring elements, and ask them to maintain some degree of structural integrity. And so we've had to address that through cables and bracing systems and so forth to try to preserve the shapes of the elements while not detracting from the visual appeal.
There's a sort of, I would say, a degree of poetry to this stuff too, because there's kind of an upstate downstate connection. I mean, we see these structures a lot here, and they tend to be sort of fairly, let's say, romantic settings, right? And like rolling hills, these kind of bins everywhere.
You know, a lot of my friends who live in the city will drive upstate, you know, for some long weekends just to get away, right? And, you know, we live here, so when we're going from like here to Rochester or Syracuse, we see these grain silos just sort of dotting the landscape.
And they sort of signify many things for us, right? I mean, obviously this is kind of the food production network that feeds places like New York City. There's also this kind of idea that they were once very much in demand and now not so much. Like this kind of agro industry is disappearing to some degree, at least in upstate New York.
The sustainability part is a huge element within the project scope itself, and it's the idea of reusing that which has been left behind as unusable in rural settings from the upstate environment and landscape, to transport it to New York City, which normally doesn't have the opportunity to benefit from the more pastoral setting that we all enjoy up in Ithaca on a daily basis.
Because when you walk into these bins, and I've been into them, right, there's actually kind of almost like I mentioned this before, there's a serene quality on par with the Pantheon. So bringing that to the city, the place where everybody's busy, everybody's running away, everybody's looking at their phone, so bringing something like that to the city and basically making people look up for a second and just kind of bracket out the city itself, bracket out all the views and just look at the sky for a second. I mean, that seemed like kind of an important idea.
One of the things that I'm doing at this point is just trying to kind of produce a kind of balance so that the colors, when they actually are on the silo, that they do have a very natural presence.
One of the wonderful opportunities you have at Cornell is the ability to combine all of your experiences throughout a career and bring them to bear on interesting and exciting projects with wonderful collaborators.
All three of us sort of approach this with a certain amount of level of humility. Like, we have things to learn from each other, and it's been sort of a very wonderful experience because it isn't like one person really trying to drive a certain aspect or being kind of obstinate, but it feels really surprisingly easy that we can just sort of like exchange different ideas, and then, you know, maybe at some point, you know, we all become excited about one particular direction, and then we just start kind of like sitting around and like sketching things out, and, you know, just throwing other kinds of ideas out. It's been really fun.
The kind of the idea of being in a, you know, the sizable big research university, and a really good one at that, is, I mean, very much conducive to projects like this, right? Because a phone call to an art department, an email to the engineering school, a walk over to a machine shop, a conversation at lunch with kind of engaged Cornell, a three-page grant proposal, like all these things actually came fairly quickly and would have probably been very much impossible elsewhere. And if we can kind of prove the concept that, you know, the stuff that we thought was kind of gone and forgotten and old and no longer needed, if that can still excite people and can become something else and be useful and used instead of just going to some undisclosed landfill location and sitting there, then I think then I can just go home happy. Then my job there is done. On to something else. And ultimately, if a lot of people show up and a lot of people kind of just frolic around there and hang out, and then every now and again they look up and kind of look at the sky and sort of, again, like I said, feel maybe a little bit more human than they felt before, that's great. If they start to, if little kids come there and start asking, like, oh, mommy, papi, like, what is that? And they have to kind of think about what to tell them, like, oh, it's a grain bin. Okay, what's a grain bin? Oh, this is where you keep the grain. Oh, what's that? You know, so anyway, so the kind of the logical sort of chain of that will maybe lead to the discussion, well, this is where your food comes from. This is in upstate New York or wherever, other rural area. Oh, what's there? So anyway, so like these kind of discussions hopefully will lead to kind of just a better understanding of kind of how the world works.
You know, all of us remember the kind of playgrounds that we play on growing up, and the kind of opportunities for you to invite wonder into your life doesn't really stop when you stop hanging out at the, you know, climbing the jungle gym and being on the swing.
My view of success in this project partially has already been realized, which is that the architect and the engineer and the artist have worked very, very closely to collaborate on a form that is beautiful and functional, and that will serve as an inspirational environment for the visitors.
And the housing, I mean, that's a long-term goal, obviously. What I thought the unique part of this, what we call the house in the can, that project, is that it's actually based on the existing industrial base. It's relying on the kind of an existing industry. I mean, we know how to make grain bins. We've been making them for 100 years. There's still companies that make them really well. So the question is how to kind of harness that knowledge that, you know, like at this point 100 years old, and kind of use it towards a slightly different but equally as urgent and actually even more urgent kind of modern condition.